whatever you do, don't call it a minivan. Just eliminate that word from your vocabulary. According to this popular ad for the Toyota Sienna, they call the four-door family mobile living space something else entirely. Swagger wagon, yeah, the swagger wagon, it's the swagger wagon. I got the pride in my ride in my swagger wagon. People actually have that as their ringtone. I've heard it on the subway. There's more music video there than ad. There's two 30-something parents rapping away, and it has drawn over 7 million Facebook hits. According to a recent New York Times article, automakers are now marketing the minivan as a cool car. Rapping parents, obviously not generally cool. Heavy metal songs, even Godzilla featured in these ads for the minivan. Here to talk about it with us is Nick Bunkley. He's the automotive reporter for our partner, the New York Times. Welcome back, Nick.
Good morning.
And also with us, Laura Weisskopf-Blyle, proud minivan owner, or I should say swagger wagon owner, and editor and founder of ShambanaMoms.com. It's a site for moms in Champaign-Urbana, Illinois. Good morning, Laura.
Good morning.
All right. So, Laura, do you actually call your vehicle a swagger wagon?
You know, I think it's become sort of part of the vernacular. Those ads have been so wildly popular, and it's just kind of a joke now. I mean, a joke that's acceptable, though, that people, you know, who don't necessarily think of themselves as being someone who would drive a minivan will say, oh, well, you know, that's my swagger wagon. So, yeah, I mean, the marketing has certainly been very successful, but I do think that it's just become a great term in pop culture.
But is there really a change in the attitudes for minivans? Is it just basically the lipstick on the pig?
You know, I think that minivans have come a long way. I recently test drove for our website the new Sienna when that came out. We did a marketing campaign with our local Toyota dealer, and I found myself coveting this new vehicle mainly because of all the technology features that it offered, not just for my kids, but for me. So there are a lot of great features for it, and it, you know, it's just a practicality. When you're a mom, you're a mom. You have kids.
All right. Well, Nick, you know, let's bring you in on maybe some hard numbers here. You know, obviously, Toyota, the only major automaker that whose sales did not rise last year. How good is this marketing? Is it working?
It does seem to be having an effect, although, I mean, part of it is just that it's a new vehicle, a redesigned version of the Sienna, which is you know, any time a vehicle is redesigned, it tends to produce more sales. But the marketing does seem to be working. I mean, the Sienna sales are up, the Honda Odyssey sales are up, and Chrysler, you know, their sales are even up. They haven't even done as much of this marketing.
Double digit. But, you know, let me play for you another ad. This comes from Honda. And, you know, Nick, I'm sure you remember when minivans first became popular, and it became like the end of your manliness, right? When your wife bought you a minivan and you had to drive one of those around. I mean, right? I mean, men especially had a very hard time being forced to drive minivans. But here's this ad from Honda that shows a guy's in his 30s in a parking lot with a bag full of groceries, and he sees this Honda Odyssey, and the car transforms into a panther. Here it is.
The van beckons like no van before. The technology-packed all-new Honda Odyssey.
Okay, is Honda the only automaker that's trying to market minivans to guys as, like, tough, manly vehicles?
No, they're definitely not the only one. Chrysler, they have a new version of their Dodge Grand Caravan coming out. It's going to be the high-end performance version that they have nicknamed the man van. Definitely men is this part of the segment that I think the automakers feel like is really shied away from minivans. You know, some moms have too, but I think they feel like if they can tap into getting the men in more interested, that they can really increase sales quite a bit more.
Laura, your husband, does he drive your minivan?
He'll drive it when we go on family vacations or if we're all going somewhere in the, you know, together. But the reality is that I drive it most of the time.
Does he resent the minivan, Laura?
Oh, no.
No. You don't have to force him to drive it.
No.
Okay. Well, you know, Nick, let me ask you, is this a lot of smoke and mirrors over a marketing campaign, or are you seeing a real change in the attitudes toward these cars? And not just the attitudes of the consumers, but the attitudes of the automakers in terms of how they've designed them.
Well, I don't know how much you're really seeing a change in the attitudes of consumers. I think, in a way, these are all a little bit tongue-in-cheek, sort of saying, you know, yeah, we know these are not cool vehicles, but, you know, at least take a look and see that, you know, that you don't have to just immediately look away when you see a minivan on the lot there. But, you know, from the automaker's perspective, you know, these are vehicles that you know, are very practical for consumers. If they can just get people to, you know, take a look, it's one more model they have that that might allow them to make a sale.
Well, Laura Weisskopf-Blyle, let me ask you something. If you were not a mother, if you didn't have to cart kids around all over the place, would you own a minivan?
Probably not.
Okay, what car would you actually own?
Oh, wow. Are you giving me carte blanche?
Carte blanche.
You know, that's funny because, you know, the Mini Cooper kind of comes to mind, which is the exact opposite completely of my car.
You've just made our Brit friend in the control room very happy. Nick Bunkley, have you ever owned a minivan?
I have not, no. In fact, we just had our first baby this year, and we went out and got one of these crossovers that so many people have gone to avoid minivans.
So you plan to continue avoiding them?
I'm not sure, but for now, didn't feel like we needed one.
I'm going to predict a minivan in your future, Nick. I think you're going to be behind the wheel of a minivan sometime in the near future. That's Nick Bunkley, automotive reporter for our partner, The New York Times, and Laura Weisskopf-Blyle, proud Swagger Wagon owner, editor and founder of ShambanaMoms.com.
Where my kids at? Where my kids at?
No, seriously, honey, where are the kids?
They're right there, see?
Oh, cool beans.
I roll hard through the streets and the cul-de-sacs. Proud parent of an honor roll student, Jack. I got a swing in the front, a treehouse.
NYC Now delivers the most up-to-date local news from WNYC and Gothamist every morning, midday, and evening. With three updates a day, listeners get breaking news, top headlines, and in-depth coverage from across New York City. By sponsoring programming like NYC Now, you'll reach our community of dedicated listeners with premium messaging and an uncluttered audio experience. Visit sponsorship.wnyc.org to get in touch and find out more.